Monday, January 2, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
Order, and we'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is in review, available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Phil.
Yes.
Okay, reorganization. We need the nominations for the chairperson, and when we're going to do nominations for the vice chair. So, with that said, you guys got to kind of know what's happening here. As we drew straws earlier, and I got the shortest straw, so I think that I'm stuck with the position.
You won.
I won. I'm a winner.
Had it positively.
Yeah. So yeah.
I would nominate Scott Love for chairman. Make a motion that nomination cease and cast unanimous ballot for Scott Love.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
For a second?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yeah, okay. I guess so. Yeah.
You do so.
Congratulations.
That was the congratulations, really. Okay, wow. That $1,200, I'll go back to Phoenix again this weekend. Okay, now we're going to do nominations for the vice chair. And I guess we didn't draw straws for that, I guess. So.
I think the vice chair.
Okay. So you were going to do Bill, Tony's making a motion for Bill Rohde, and I will second the Bill Rohde. Congratulations.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Consent agenda. We got a lot here to cover here since it's the reorg meeting. We got the approval of the previous minutes from December 18 of 2017. The approval of the payroll claims, which Bill and I went through them, and everything's in order. If there was any accounts payables, renewal of the POP machine agreement between Dakota County Employee Association and Dakota County Board of Commissioners. We got the approval to designate the following banks as the depositories for Dakota County, with the maximum deposits being governed by the securities pledged by each institution. We have First Community Bank of Homer, F&M Bank of South Sioux City. We got First Nebraska Bank Valley. We got Iowa Nebraska State Bank, South Sioux City, and Siouxland Bank of South Sioux City. For F, we got the approval of the dates and the time of the regular commissioner meetings as biweekly start from today. The start time is at 3:02, with meetings to be held on Mondays or Tuesdays if Monday falls on a holiday. Chair reserves the right to make exceptions for unforeseen circumstance. Why get an Elvis echo going on here? Okay, then we got the approval of the following dates for the county holidays in 2018. It looks like January 1 of 18, we got New Year's Day. We got January 15th, Martin Luther King Day, Junior Day. We got February 19th, we got President's Day. May 28th, we got Memorial Day. July 4th, Independence Day. September 3rd, we got Labor Day. The 12th, Veterans Day. November 22nd, Thanksgiving, and the 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving, and we have the 24th, which this year is Christmas Eve, falls on a Monday, and then we have the 25th of Christmas that falls on a Tuesday. The only thing that I foresee here that we're going to have to change once we get through this here, I think, as long as we're all in agreeance of it, for the non-bargaining people here, I would like to have the 24th, Christmas Eve, as a full day off instead of having a half a day. I don't know who's going to come in and do business for a half a day. Why turn the lights on? Why, you know, in my eyes, I think it's pointless. And then it shows for the also the non-bargaining, it shows the three personal days plus the birthday and birthday month of 4 days told. Okay? So we'll keep that in mind as we go down the list of things here, correct? Okay, so and then on H, we got the approval of the designated the Dakota County Star as a legal newspaper of the county for 2018. Approval of posting the board's agenda on the county's website at dakotacountyne.org. And then also approval of the county government day as of Wednesday, October 10th of 2018. The approval of Dakota County burial policy as revised January 30th of 2017. We all have that in our packet. And the approval of the following department heads being appointed. We got Wheeler Johnson as the Veterans Service Officer. We got Fred Kellogg as the Highway Superintendent and Director of Roads. We have Deanna Beckman, Emergency Management Director. And we have Tiffany Hansen as our Health Department Director. And as a note, we got the County Supervisor, that Tim Lambrick. If I'm saying that correctly, he's the surveyor for the four-year term, which he expires on January of 2019. So, that is our consent agenda items. And I think everything looks proper. It all depends what you guys want to put down as far as the 24th as a half a day or a full day off for the non-bargaining people.
Did we, and I should know this, but I forgot, three personal days plus a birthday month, the four total, is that what we've done in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Non-bargaining.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I agree with the 24th. I think they should get the full day off.
Would have fallen on a Monday like that.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah.
That way they can make plans.
Yeah,
middle of the week. If they're going to somewhere out of town, they're
right.
Giving the opportunity.
Yep. And as far as the banks, that's the same as we've always done, isn't it?
Yeah, everything
and
is.
I have all their same. Pledges here if anybody wants to look at them.
Okay.
It looks just like a formality of an annual, you know, reorg. You know, it looks, I think everything is in.
Last year we changed the burial policy. We're not doing that this year, so.
Right.
And, yeah.
So actually the only thing is that he's going to save that.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda items as read.
With the changing of the Monday
as a full day. So okay, we got an approval from Kevin Rohde for the consent agenda items A through L, with G changing the 24th Christmas Eve to a full day off instead of a half a day. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, new business, appoint a part-time weed superintendent. Where we're at on that right now is we have a person in mind at the County Road Department that has experience. I was thinking that things were maybe a little bit more progressed in as far as conversation with him, but I would like to table this, but also at the same time I'd like to discuss a little bit kind of what our thought process is of letting him be able to take care of the weeds through some of the daytime, and depend upon his workload he might have to have some overtime of working after hours or weekends. And I think what we should do is, as far as him being the weed superintendent, part-time superintendent, is maybe having a like what we do with Joe O'Neill with our planning and zoning director, is giving him X amount of dollars every 2 weeks. I think Joe makes $250, $6,500 a year, mm-hmm. roughly. And that's, I mean, you can't expect more work out of somebody and not have to, you know, give them more monies. You know, so, and for what we were paying prior and what we're going to be saving, I think, because he's still going to have to do some, he's going to have to go to some workshops, and he's still going to have an office downstairs. He's going to have to keep, you know, track of files, and he's going to have claims. And, I mean, he's still going to have a budget. Yeah. You know, so it's going to entail a little bit more work, and I think that I think it'll be a good move. And I think what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks before our next meeting, by tabling this for the next meeting, is Bill and I was going to sit down and talk and just make sure that we're all on the same page with Matt. So, anybody have any concerns or questions or comments that they want to state with that?
Let's do it. It's fine, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Okay, so we'll table that then, Joan, for new business A for our next meeting, and hopefully we have an answer by that. Okay.
Table it or just put it on the next agenda?
Should we just put it on the next agenda? That makes no sense. Oh, okay, yeah. So we'll just move that to the next meeting. That'd be the 16th. Okay, miscellaneous. That was our only new business that we had there. Miscellaneous, we have Fred Kellogg, the Highway Superintendent, for the road report. Fred?
December 17th through the 30th, 115 hours of road maintenance. The rest, as you can see, not much going on. Zero tons of aggregate. I like to see that. 6 hours of signs, one road concern, Great Yale Avenue, which was north of Jackson. Still a few washboards out there, as dry as it's been, but still doing a little grading. It's just a little harder to do.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think that's maybe the second time in soon to be my eighth year that I've never seen any aggregate down a road report. That's good news. Yeah, 'tis the season, right? Let's just keep her froze and wait till. Don't get me wrong, I like warm weather, but at the same time, the county roads don't like it. Okay, any questions for Fred?
Thanks, Fred.
Pretty simple. Thanks. It's driving me nuts. The weed superintendent, which obviously presents the weed report and requests board's approval for the chair to sign. What do we do there, Tony?
Probably something on that mix or Leon did not have anything prepared, so I talked to Dave Buchholz, which is the ag inspection specialist that Leon worked under, and he gave me a password to get in their website and where to get to do the reports and download the annual reports. And we started with Leon's report from last year and then just kind of worked from there with changes. He said he would accept the report. He said the report comes to me. He was the one to help me do it. And then he said to just where Leon was supposed to sign, just put in there this position is currently open and submit.
So. Fair enough.
Okay, so we just with that said, I guess we'll have to have the approval for the chair to sign the report, I guess, so we can get to them with it stating that the position is currently open, correct? So, need a motion to have myself sign that, and we'll get that to them and keep them updated on our.
I want to have the chair sign that we report.
Okay, we got a motion by Tony.
Sorry.
A second by Bill. We call roll, please, Sean.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we're going to move on to C and miscellaneous. This is the fun part. I think it should be simple. The board chair to make appointments for members, employees, public to serve on the following boards and working committees. Okay, here we go. The various boards here. Looks like the Area Agency of Aged Advisory Board, which is a 3-year term. Looks like Sherry is on there until her 3-year term until 2019. We have the Area Agency of Aging Governing Board. We have Kevin Rohde. You good with that, Kevin?
Yes.
County Health Board. We have Martin Hohenstein and Kevin Rohde. You good with that?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. NE, Nebraska Community Action Partnership. We have Wild Golden Gloves Bill Engel on there. The NE, Nebraska Joint Housing Authority. Joe O'Neill. Planning and Zoning, we have Tony Gomez. We're good with that, Tony?
Yes.
Region 4 Mental Health Board, Martin?
Yep.
Okay. North Star, formerly Region 4 Development Disabilities, we have Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. RC&D, The Lost Hills, Marty?
Yep.
We have Simcoe, the Board of Directors. We have Kevin.
Yes.
And then we have Bill Rohde, which is on the Simcoe Transportation, the MPO, the Policy Board.
Sure.
Okay. Members of Working Committees. Okay. The American Disability Act, the ADA. We have Kim Watson. Good with that, Kim?
Yep.
The county representative on the Joint Law Enforcement Center Board, that is the LEPC and the PEP, that's Kevin Rohde.
Yes.
Okay, and then we got Dakota Connections, Tony Gomez.
Yes.
We have Dakota County Economical Development, Tony Gomez.
Yes.
Emergency Closings, we have Sheriff Kleinberg, Love, and Bill Rohde.
I'm good
with
that.
Okay. Let's see here. We got Budget and Finance Committee. We have Bill Rohde, and we are going to scratch off Scott Love, and we are going to put on Tony Gomez. Everybody's fine with that?
It's okay, Scott. You bet.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna give you a reliever. Highway 35 Committee, Tony's on that. I will take that one.
Okay?
I'm gonna take that one.
You serious? Boy, you.
I'll take that.
What a nice guy.
Just for the good, the trade. I think it's only fair. Now they'll probably do something out there on Highway 35,
yeah,
and I'll probably
meetings, but every month.
There's a stand-up guy right there.
I'm telling you, I'm just
okay.
Oh, knock it off. Keep Northeast Nebraska Beautiful, Martin.
We're going to keep keeping it beautiful.
You're going to keep it beautiful. We got the Law Enforcement Center. We have myself, Gomez. Leonard Gill is going to be resigning. Okay, so we need to appoint somebody at county at large. And Tony and I kind of talked about it, and I think that Jasper Creens would be a good candidate to fulfill Leonard Gill's. I know that he is going to be giving us a letter of recognition on in our March meeting, so.
Jasper's okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good with that. Sure. Legislation, we have Gomez and Sally Reinhardt.
That's what we have up there.
Merit Commission, we have Bill Rohde.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Personal Policies, Gomez and Love. We're good with that. The Press Committee, we have Love and Spencer. Property Space Utilization, it was Tony and myself, and I would like to, and I think everybody's fine with this, so we'll make it myself and Bill Rohde. You okay with that?
You bet.
Road Committee, we have myself and Bill Rohde. We're going to keep that the same. Is everybody okay with that? Bill?
Yeah.
And then we have the M Avenue Committee, which is the Hubbard to Danish Alps paving project. It's just kind of the road committee is what we have down on that. Safety, we have Bill Rohde and Gomez. Stormwater Advisory Board, we have Martin.
Yep.
Stormwater Planning Working Committee, Martin.
Yep.
And Veterans Oversight Committee, Martin.
Yep.
And the only thing I think that we're missing here that we did not put on there is the weed. Huh? Did you?
Do we need it?
The weed liaison.
That's the
You did that last year.
I guess, you know what, that's a good point. I guess that would probably, that would kind of, since it's your area out there, Fred, I guess, in your department, if everything goes well, I think that he can just answer to you, correct?
That is up to you. Or
yeah.
Okay. And listen, if there's an issue, I promise you he's going to be calling Bill or myself or Kevin or, you know, so I don't think that we really need, probably a good point, I don't think we need anybody there. I think you'll be fine. We'll all work together. I think it's going to be fine.
Enough oversight.
Yeah. I think we'll all work together. Okay, and then I think you all got the email, the mileage reimbursement is changed to, has it changed, was it 50?
It went up a penny, I think.
Was it
53 to 54?
54, 54 and a half, 54? I don't know. Well, I think we all got an email on that, so.
54.5.
Yeah, that's what I thought, okay. Okay, so, any, concerns, questions, now's the time to speak up if anybody has any issues with all the advisory and member working committee boards. I think it looks fair, it looks good. Like I said, we all work together well, so if anybody needs any help with anything, we can make phone calls and deal with each other, and yeah, it'll be fine.
Communication.
Okay. And then let's see, we're going to bypass D for the time being. We got to do a county, make its quarterly. When do we have to have that done by, anyways, Joe?
March.
It's the month of January.
Is it? And you know what?
January, April, July. And
the beautiful thing is, it's early enough right now. Let's just do it and get it over with today. Because it's Let's just. Is that okay with everybody? We'll do it and get it done and over with. Okay, so we're going to bypass. We'll go over there and adjourn over there. But from the time being, we are going to go to commissioner committee reports.
I don't think I have any either.
I hang on. I got to give you the line. There's something, but I just can't remember what it is. But anyways, okay. Mail emergency business. There was some mail that Joan received that laid out. Everybody got a letter here.
Yeah.
It's talking about the Department of Agriculture and talking about the livestock development update is basically what it is. You guys, I know we are one of the few counties, if you remember a few years back, we met with the governor. There are 43 counties right now.
How many?
43, is that what it says? 43 with the LFC. Mm-hmm. So, and we are fortunate to be one of them, but obviously nothing's progressed with us for the time being.
I talked to Joe O'Neill, and he is not aware of any planning and zoning changes, any new conditional use permits. I don't know if anybody else is aware of any other livestock commercial or, you know, big livestock operations that should go through planning and zoning.
I don't think,
and he said there were none, so I submitted the annual report. Basically no changes in Dakota County.
Which, if there was any change, you would know, Joan. You'd be the first one to know.
and I put you as the contact person.
Okay. Okay, easy enough. Anybody want to talk about that, or everybody just can take it home for informational use? We'll move on to number 7. We are going to go to public comments. Anybody from the public that would like to Larry Albanicious, welcome.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Larry.
I've been sort of curious, you know, I go to the meetings and things, you know, and always the same people on the road committee. There's never a change of hands. Is there a reason for that?
I think that it's changed a few different times over the last, well, this is my 8th year, and I know Bill's been here 12 years, and Tony, but I know that Rick's been on it with myself. I know Bill's been on it prior and then went off. I know Dick McNear was on it. If you're pointing that I'm the one that's been on it since day one, is that what you're pointing out?
Not necessarily. Just that I was curious. I thought it would rotate every year.
No, because there's no rhyme or reason. I guess it just all depends what everybody's comfortable, what they want to do. And, of course, prior, you know, we've had conversations of does anybody want to be, you know, do something. And obviously, if somebody comes to, like, say, myself, since I'm the chair again this year, that I'm honored and blessed with that position, if somebody would come to me and say, hey, I would like to do this or I don't want to do this, you know, instead of me just saying, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that, or you're going to do this, or I'm doing that, you know what I'm saying? We all kind of talked, and I don't think anybody really wanted. I mean, Bill and I are comfortable there with the position, and yeah.
No, I just thought maybe you thought that the others weren't qualified for that type of job.
But, no. You know, no, I don't think so.
Then another deal. The word on the street is that the county has to hire Lance Hedquist to get him out of the red.
To get us out of the red?
Yeah, get, you know, more funding into the county, get the budget up to where.
I think no, there's that is a total false statement. Oh. That's way false.
Because Lance is going to retire, and I thought maybe, I mean, what I'm hearing is that he's going to retire.
This is how I can put this as simple as I possibly can. The city and the county are totally two separate entities, obviously. And their resources for monies, okay, is a lot more broad than what ours are. And there's been times where Joan and I have maybe sat down or maybe we've been in a meeting with them and we've been talking about something and Lance might say, well, you should be able to get money from this, this, and this. You know, call these people. Well, Joan calls those people, but we don't qualify. You know, we're a city. You know, Class A city, which South Sioux City is, they qualify where a county wouldn't. But no, they just have a lot more resources than money than what we do. But no, that has not. He's tried giving us some advice of, you know, on maybe look at this or maybe look at that, but we don't ever qualify for anything. But no, Lance Hedquist is not being hired to get the county out.
I'll go back and report that to those that comment.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a
lot of things that I'm sure that's commented out there that I don't listen to 90% of it.
But it just seems like the county gets a lot of my money because I cough up $83 an acre for ground that's not as good as some of the stuff out in the hills. Mm-hmm. I'm serious, too. Now, South Sioux don't have that land mass to draw in money from, you know, and like Bryce, I'm understanding, he cuts a check for $1 million.
Probably minimum, I'm sure.
And there's others. So, it ain't like there ain't no money out there. I think it's more the way it's spent, I want to know the truth. But off my feelings, of course, I'm probably kind of wrong. But, you know.
Bill, you might be able to, being a landowner, et cetera, be able to shed a little light on some of that.
Well, Bill don't pay as much as I do. And he's got the best ground and bottom.
Ooh.
You got all the topsoil coming down off the hills there over the thousands of years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
shit.
That's country.
It is. You got that little swamp there, but that's, yeah. You know, you're not going to change that. You have that.
Leave that
to the birds.
Larry, yeah. Well, you took Dale Lance to stay away from Dick, Dax Inkerman,
there
Lance.
You go.
I don't know. I mean,
what are you going to do to pay the bills? We should be doing the same thing. You ain't never going to get nobody to come to the county unless you give them everything there is to give them. Everything.
Your programs, don't get me wrong, but as far as the county is concerned, we hurt. I mean, we lose several thousands and thousands of dollars because...
You're right. I understand, but they won't have no debt out of the whole deal. See, they'll get all their sewer and water and streets and everything paid for. Mm-hmm.
You know, the funny thing is about TIFs, tax increment financing, is at our last, when Joan and I presented the budget to the legislation people, and Lance was there, and Todd Strom, and there was a lot of suit and tie guys there. And, of course, you know, that was brought up.
They were here at the meeting not so awful long ago and got $1 million from us.
Yeah, that was $800,000.
Well, $800,000, you got to figure the interest, too.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, with the tax, you know, we talked about that, and I brought that up, and I wouldn't say that I was just very bold and firm about the way we feel about that and the monies that it's being taken from us. And instead of having a, you know, 12, 13, 14, 15-year TIF, you know, just like Tony said, we understand the point of it, okay? We get that. But the problem is that's a long time for infrastructure, you know, of taking that monies from us. So hopefully I got the word across. I talked to the mayor about it, and so hopefully the next time there's a TIF that comes about, you know, that we'll know about it, and then maybe we can negotiate with them on a time frame, you know.
Yeah.
Because we can't stop those TIFs. You can't stop them.
Yeah, I know.
Can't stop them.
You're right.
I mean, it's inedible.
How are we, as a county, ever going to encourage any growth to pay into the county budget if you don't give them everything? I mean, you know, if South Sioux's going to give them everything, or somebody across the river, you know, like South Dakota right now, I mean, they're building over there, and the dudes just... commercial stuff rapidly, you know. I mean, if I was an investor, I'd be going to South Dakota. I wouldn't be here, you know. So I don't see how the county's ever going to see daylight, if you want to know the truth.
It's going to be tough.
It is. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Happy New Year to you. Hope you have a great 2018.
Happy New Year.
Yep. Okay, so let's do this here. If there's no other public comment, we are going to go on our jail tour, and we will, it is 3:34, and we will return over there.
The more seniority you got in the business, the better you get it. We will get the order, get the relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheriff over there, are you going to take us?
He was over there, but he was.
He needs to go for the tour too, John. He probably doesn't
get in
there. He probably don't get in there.
Don't give us a tour if he's not over there.
All right. Will you give us a tour?
Sure. Get your signature. Get your signatures. We'll put Scott. If you want to just sign this chair first.
You need to call ahead to wake Randy and Doug. Hey, guys,
give a little warning.
I saw him walking.
Who?
Randy and Doug.
Can I change my signature?
They're probably practicing cuffing each other again.
You guys need to print and sign your name.
Hey, Michelle, Happy New Year to you. Yep, we'll see you around.
Is anybody aware of any legislative bills they want to support?
I have a
Lance Hedquist, you know, they're headed down there. Is there anything? I haven't even read them.